This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, I'm Mike Tapp.
And I'm Graham Walker.
And this is Hard Hats and Handlebars, the cycling show that helps get you on your bike.
Whether you wobble on the walkway or bikepack the bumpy backcountry, we'll keep you riding along.
Well, welcome to another Hard Hats and Handlebars. Well, Graham, there's a lot of people out on their bikes these fine summer days. I've spent quite a bit of time out at this local park lately with the grandkids and other people, and there's no shortage of people, especially in the schools area.
It's great to see, isn't it, Mike, that so many families are out there using it. It's just so cool. I've been out there with my grandkids too. It's magic. Kids on the skills area and on the softball area, learner's pad, stuff like that. Yep.
And there's even a new sign for the cyclocross track, so you can actually find it.
I see you've got a sign up, Mike. Well done. Thank you very much. Yep, we've got a new cyclocross track and it's signposted now. We're to hop onto it and please, everybody who wants to try it out, get out there and have a go. Generally, you'll need a mountain bike or a BMX bike or something like that to try it rather than a road bike. Little narrow tyres might not work on the rough tracks, but please try it out. E-bikes are welcome as well.
Yeah, because it all flattens down the track, and that really helps us a lot. It means we don't have to mow it quite so much. Yeah. Well, today we're going to look at a sport that's comparatively recent, a recent addition in the world of cycling when lined up with road cycling and cyclocross. It began in the early 1970s in Southern California, where inspired by their motocross superstars, kids started racing their bikes on dirt. In fact, it was the opening scene of a motocross documentary on Any Sunday that is said to have inspired the sport. The tracks became better, the racing faster and more spectacular, and its appearance on television programs like Chips, that's going back a bit, isn't it? brought more young people into the sport of BMX or bicycle motocross. By the late 1970s, kids were racing in New Zealand, and by the early 1980s, clubs and more formal racing had begun. Our guest today is Shane White, the coordinator for Taranaki BMX. Welcome, Shane. How did you get into BMX?
Oh, thank you for inviting me along. I guess I was one of those 80s kids. So I first got a BMX from my father, who actually welded it together, as you really couldn't get them until I was probably about 12, which is mid-80s now. One of the first BMX tracks in New Zealand was down the road from me. I'm born and raised in the North Shore, so that was down Barry's Point Road. So that's how I got into it. How did I get into the coordinator's role? Well, my son, 5 years old, and like a lot of other parents my age that grew up in the 80s, we're all trying to get our kids into BMX. So both my kids race, and basically the boys down the track said, are you going to get a BMX and start racing? I said, hell no, I'm nearly 50. to which they said, hey, look, dude, otherwise you're just going to be down here watching the boys. So, yeah, I started racing as well. So it's a great family sport and gets us out on two wheels.
Yeah, certainly. And the family side of it's emphasised, isn't it? It doesn't matter what track it is, really, in New Zealand or club.
Oh, no, it's huge. It's huge. Well, it's the family part of it's huge, yeah. But the sport itself is not huge. So you generally meet up with the same crew and you know, see them all around the country and you, when you go out and race.
Yeah. So for the listeners that aren't quite sure about how a BMX race goes, could you just enlighten them, just tell them a little bit about a race, how you start, because certainly the start's different from a lot of races, isn't it?
You're 100%. Off. Yeah. So obviously you sort of said how it was based on motocross. So it's a very similar start to motocross, unless, of course, we're leg powered, not petrol powered. So our start gate tends to be on a ramp. Those ramps can differ in how steep they are and how long they are. Some of them are extremely flat. Some of them, like New Plymouth, are quite steep and like a different length. So the gate will go up and there's a cadence that's used all over the world. From Olympics all the way down to our track days, which is happening tonight. And it's basically a random start. You'll hear the beeps, you'll see the lights, the gate will drop, and then it's game on. So basically you just try and race around the track as fast as you can. It's approximately 400 metres long, give or take. And yeah, whoever gets to the end first wins.
And along the way, there's a few up and downs, isn't there? I mean, it's not a flat race.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And, you know, you've got lanes 1 through 8. Depending on the track, will tell you which is the best lane to be in. But you're side by side. You're, you know, the classic adage of rubbing is racing is huge in BMX. So whoever gets their handlebars in front is in control of the race, and you basically can ride anywhere you want. So the rules are pretty minimal. You know, reasonably grey, but yeah, it's a good sport to get into. It's an Olympic sport, so.
And you touched on the more mature riders. Have you got more beside yourself?
Oh yeah, so here in New Plymouth, we've got a group of riders called the Chunder Bucket. So there's 15 of us, and we range from. You race in different age group classes, so 30 to 34 to 50 plus. And our 50 plus this year will be an extremely competitive age group throughout New Zealand.
Marvellous. That's good to know because, you know, I've noticed being an older person myself, you don't bounce quite as well as you did when you were a young fellow.
No, you don't.
Okay, let's stop for a song.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hard Hits and Handlebars, the Taranaki Cycling Show, sponsored by Cycle In. Catch us on Taranaki Access Radio 104.4 FM Saturday mornings at 10, or download the show from the Access Radio Taranaki website, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'm Mike Tapp, my fellow host is Graham Walker, and today our guest is Shane, the coordinator for BMX Taranaki.
So tell me, Shane, when did BMX come to Taranaki? Were we among the early pioneers in Taranaki?
I believe so. Look, I wasn't here. Like I said, I was born and raised in Auckland. But there was a great man here, Graham Szymanski from Hawera, who was a pillar of the sport. He was amongst some of the early riders, as well as commissaires. He was a world-class commissaire. Went to many nationals and worlds. His son, Steve Szymanski, is a past world number one in his chosen sport. So, and on the West Coast here, I'll call it the West Coast All-Stars, Whanganui still holds the record for the largest nationals here, which was in the thousands.
Gosh. Oh, wow, really? Okay, so how many clubs are there here in Taranaki?
Currently, there is only two. One in North Taranaki being New Plymouth Sharks, and then one in South Taranaki in Hawera.
Okay. Okay. The New Plymouth Club is right next door to the Taranaki Cycle Park, opposite Hickman Park, along the coastal walkway. It's a spectacular looking facility. Can you tell us a little bit about the track that's there? Because not only you have regular local events, but it seems to be part of the regional and national event circuit as well.
Yes, that is correct. Within the UCI, Unionist Cycle International, I think it is, you need to qualify to be able to go to the Worlds. So in New Zealand, we have the National Championships, we have the North Island titles, and we have the South Island titles. Underneath that, we have Regional Championships, and underneath that, we have NQMs, or National Qualifying Meets. So our track, the current track here in New Plymouth, which used to be in Marfowls, now out there at Hickford, was constructed specifically for the 2018 Nationals that we have hosted here, which was awesome. And then we used it again for the North Island titles in 2021.
Right. So BMX, it's all about speed, and the track helps riders achieve that speed. What about the bikes and the protective clothing that they wear? Because the kids are, you know, they're well protected with the right sort of clothing. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The great thing about our sport is that we really aim sort of at the 5 to 10 year olds. So all BMX, all race BMX bikes have a certain top tube size. So we have down to micro minis for 4 year olds up to pro quadruple XLs for 6'5" plus riders. You basically can ride on any bike you want, but if you want to be competitive, then obviously the sky's the limit. You can spend up to $5,000 on a carbon fiber bike with carbon fiber wheels and titanium spokes, etc., etc. Or you can go on to a page and pay $150 and get a decent BMX out of it. You need a full-faced helmet. You need to have long sleeves and long pants. And that's pretty much about it. Oh, gloves, definitely. Mm. Gloves.
And so if a family wants to give it a try, or one of their children wants to give it a try, is there a way that they can just borrow a bike at the start or hire a bike?
Yes, yeah, 100%. So every club throughout New Zealand will give you the opportunity to turn up. We'll give you a bike that suits a full-faced helmet and some gloves. So as long as you've got long sleeve pants and top, then you'll be good to go. So the first three times are free for you to come, and depending on the club, it's anywhere from $2 to $5 to hire the bike and the equipment for the night.
Mm. Is there a footwear requirement as well?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, closed toe shoes.
Okay, mm. Closed
toe. Mm. Yeah. And I notice you work pretty hard to keep the cost down. I mean, a night, one night is fairly minimum that the kids have to pay, really, or the family.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's $120 for a race license. So $80 of that goes to BMX New Zealand, and $40 goes to the club. That's for a year.
Mm.
My kids do many other sports as well, and as far as value for money, I think that cycling definitely is where it's at. And like with any other kids, it's an investment, so you invest a certain amount of money into your gear, but then next year when they go out of it, you on-sell it.
So is the racing graded? I mean, do they have to attain a certain level of skill before they can get to race in a certain grade, or is it just free-for-all?
It's pretty much free-for-all. So you race in age groups. Sprocket Rockets are different. So they are UCI 8 and under. UCI 8 means that it is the age that you are turning in the year, and that's a calendar year. So if you are unlucky like one of our riders and your birthday is December the 29th, well, it's a tough one.
That happens in a lot of sports though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Yep.
That's great. Okay, let's just go to another song, shall we?
You were the sweetest thing, yeah.
listening to Hard Hats and Handlebars, the Taranaki Cycling Show, sponsored by Cycle In. Catch us on Access Radio 104.4 FM Saturday mornings at 10, or download the show from the Access Radio Taranaki website, Apple Podcast or Spotify. I'm Mike Tapp, my fellow host is Graham Walker, and today our guest is Shane, the coordinator for Taranaki BMX. So is it handy having a cycle park right next to the BMX? Is it useful for training on?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we do a lot of sprint training over there. I earlier on talked about the Chunder Bucket. We have a guy that pushes all the dads pretty hard by the name of Aaron Hodder. And because of him, the name of our group is called the Chunder Bucket, because once he's finished with you, you're pretty much on the side heaving. It's great. It's awesome to have it there as well.
And it'd be like any club, there'd be a big reliance on volunteers, I guess.
Definitely. Volunteers are the backbone of any sport in New Zealand. Unless, of course, you're in rugby. But in all of BMX in New Zealand, there's only one paid person, our executive officer, but everyone else is a volunteer.
Okay, so is that sustainable? I mean, how are you coping with sustainability of being completely run by volunteers?
I think, you know, I grew up in the 80s and my dad was huge. He was the first one to put his hand up, building a new rugby club, or someone was having a working bee and stuff like that. So I think that in my generation, that's still instilled. I'm not sure about the coming generations, though, and I think that people will struggle to find that extra time. And maybe it's, I'll call it the demasculinization of the New Zealand male, where I can still pick up a hammer, I can still dig a hole, I can do a lot of stuff, but there's some generations coming that don't have that skill set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so the Sprocket Rocket thing is really interesting to me. Now, tell me, is there a restriction on gearing for the bikes? I mean, when I first started road riding, there was a restriction on what gear you could ride as a colt or a cadet or a junior, and it wasn't until you got into seniors that you were allowed to ride whatever, I believe, an awful long time ago.
Yeah, look, track cycling, I guess it's the same. It's a direct drive. Not every rider is the same, and what we do is we use a calculation method that it's the overall diameter of your wheel plus the sprocket on the back, how many teeth are on that, how many teeth are on the front. And the smaller the rider, the less they go. So if you do one pedal, you might pedal out 51 inches. Or if you're someone more like me, you want to be pushing 56. I like pushing harder. I can't spin. I'm quite a big guy. Some smaller people can spin really well, so they go down. But as far as sprocket rockets go, no, there isn't any.
Okay, that calculation is the same one that we used to use in road cycling years ago. And I mean, I remember if you were on a big hill, you needed to ride maybe a 65 or a 70 gear. And if you're on a big downhill and a tailwind, you want to ride something like 105 plus. Yep. So yeah, very similar indeed.
But, and all tracks are different, so gearing changes from track to track.
Yep. It seems to me that the young age group that you're meeting, they won't be able to change their own gearing. Do the parents know about changing gearing? I mean, is someone prophesied?
There's always someone in the club that we found, or in our case, quite a few.
Yeah.
Your kid is my kid as far as we're all concerned.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about the future? I know you've got a big event coming up, in a year or so. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, luckily, following on from our success of hosting the 2018 Nationals and the 2021 Super Norths, we've been given the privilege of hosting the 2025 Oceania Championships for BMX. So that is one up on the Nationals. So it is the highest qualifying event that you can host in New Zealand. And so we are really looking forward to hosting that. And we're hoping to be able to make it a bit of a cycle festival, get together with the likes of yourselves, mountain bikers and stuff like that, and see if we can really put New Plymouth on the map, or Taranaki on the map, is a place to come, which is what we'd be really hoping to do.
That sounds excellent. It really does. And even there's an interesting event I read about that happens in Harbour, you know, once a year, and that's an indoor event.
Yeah, that is the legacy of Graham Szymanski. It's a huge undertaking, going in with a whole lot of dirt and filling up a massive warehouse, putting in gates, shaping all the jumps and all the rest of it for like 1 or 2 days. Huge.
Yeah.
We were talking about volunteers before, and it's certainly something that we are hoping to do again in May this year.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much, Shane, for coming in. You've come straight from work, like a lot of volunteers. And we really appreciate it, because we see them whipping around there as we're doing things out at the cycle park, and that certainly looks a great sport to be involved with. So get down there and have a go. They've got a Facebook site. You can go on that and you'll see all the contacts for getting involved in BMX. Thanks very much, Shane. We'll see you again next time.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
You've been listening to Hard Hats and Handlebars, the Taranaki Cycling Show. Catch us on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM or on demand at accessradiotaranaki.com or Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And when you're out on your bike by yourself with some mates or the kids, swing by the Taranaki Cycle Park, just off the walkway opposite Hickford Park Bell Block. It's a totally free facility. This show is brought to you by Cycle-In.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.